Chapter 4. As the letters continued, it never dawned on Tatiana there would be a time when they'd stop. Her next letter from Ryan, which arrived the day after Christmas, saddened her. My dear Tati, it is with regret that I must inform you that your letters will be received less frequently. I'm leery enough of what comes next, but to endure it without your letters makes my heart feel empty and cold. When I was home, my favorite activities were reading and hunting. My favorite books were anything by Charles Dickens, and my favorite game to hunt is deer. Tomorrow, we are to board a massive ship to who knows where. They don't tell us a thing. Some guys are guessing France, but we don't know for sure. Rumors are flying all over the barracks. However, I'm not sure what will happen to our letters. A lieutenant said there would be no mail delivery until we reached our destination. Then, we'll only get mail when we aren't in the field, more commonly known as in battle. Our letters will be waiting for us when we arrive at base camp. Please continue to write me anyway, for when I finally do get mail, I can feast on more than one. I've written a few letters that I gave to one of the cooks at the mess hall, and I asked him to mail one to you every week. Now for some good news. They've promoted me to corporal. Fondly, Corporal Rye. Of course, Tatiana was glad he got promoted, but she'd worry now that he would be in battle. What if he was wounded? Or worse? She'd grown so fond of him that she felt she loved him. But of course, that couldn't be. They'd never met, after all. What if he wasn't good-looking? She supposed it wouldn't matter much since they'd probably never meet, but she could almost picture him by his letters. Tatiana had thought of mentioning that they should exchange photographs, but she didn't. It might spoil things. He might not like a black Irish gal with long, straight, black hair and blue eyes. How she wished she had brown eyes like Valencia. She often wondered what Ryan might look like, but it didn't matter since they'd probably never meet. She would do her best to make his time at war as painless as she could by writing him daily. After all, she never ran out of words, just ink. Dear Corporal Rye, congratulations! I'm so happy about your promotion. I'll be doubling up on my prayers for you now that you'll be soon going into battle. Just remember, God is right there with you. I'm saddened that you're being shipped overseas, but how thoughtful you are to give letters to someone to post for you while you're on the ship. I'll be anxious to receive them. I hope they allow you to send a letter to let me know you've arrived safely. I hope this doesn't sound ridiculous to you, but you've become an important part of my life these last few months. Please take care of yourself, because I truly care. You'll be in my prayers morning, noon, and night. And my thoughts, too. Enclosed with this letter is a small gold cross that I've always worn. I want you to have it and carry it in your pocket when in battle. It will be a piece of me going along with you. I can be more than talkative. I'm sentimental, too. Aunt Edith bought me this new stationery, and I hope the lacy edges cheer you. I've not much news, believe it or not, since it's too cold and snowy to meet with my friends or shop. So I'm reading Jane Eyre again. I love that story. I'm a romantic. God be with you, Rye. Stay safe. Fondly, Tati. She wrote Ryan nearly every day, telling him her thoughts and about her activities. Since there had not been letters from Ryan, Tatiana needed to shake off her blues, so she went shopping for more yarn, stationery, and ink. Her friends arrived at her house a few times a week when the weather was warm, and as their schedules allowed, so they could work on gifts for the soldiers. Even if Tatiana wasn't there, Edith let them in. She needed to spend more time working on gifts for the men, for it took her mind off Ryan amid the horror of war. Sometimes, Tati dreamt of people shooting guns at faceless soldiers, and she'd wake up and thank God it was a dream. She couldn't imagine what war looked like, but the newspapers started putting photos on the front pages. She didn't like looking at them,